In Darwin's day, we knew very little about cellular chemistry, for one thing. We knew very little about metabolism, how cells go about making the chemicals that they need to make the big parts of living cells. We now understand that in some detail, and we also understand about the proteins that do the chemistry of life. These are called enzymes. We understand how large these enzymes are. We understand that they are encoded by genes, and we understand how that encoding takes place. That's called the genetic code. So really, you put all that together, we now understand something about digitally encoded information in cells, encoded in the genome. We understand why it's there to encode proteins, and we understand how the proteins function to do the chemistry of life. And we also have the ability to measure, to some degree, how much information is there. If you put all that together, we now see something that looks very much like human designs, where we use digitally encoded information to accomplish things. And we know that it's impossible to get information on that scale through a chance process that Darwinism employed. I remember thinking at the time that this looks like something, not just the product of engineering, but the product of brilliant engineering. And that was the point where it occurred to me that someone needed to do the experiments to test whether that was really the case or not. It's strange how your preconceptions really color the way you process data, and some people just went along with what they were taught, and I never tended to do that. I was always questioning what I was taught, including Darwinism. If you believe that everything was cobbled together through random processes, then there would be a lot of junk. There'd be the residue of cobbling sitting there, and that's why people jumped to this junk DNA hypothesis. They found out that a very small fraction of the genome actually encodes proteins. That was the one aspect of genomes that we understood well, is that they encode proteins, so they assumed all the rest of it is junk. Well, the truth is, we didn't know what the rest of it was doing, but that doesn't mean it's junk, and it's becoming increasingly clear that in fact it isn't junk, and that's a significant prediction. It's not a prediction that Darwin himself made, but it follows very readily and naturally from Darwinism, and it turns out not to be correct, and that's becoming increasingly clear.